3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast, with the CU Update. And on our call this morning with CUNA's chief economist, Mike Shank, he talked about the latest and greatest, what's going on with the economy, as we all know. And he had some good news here. In this first clip, Mike talks about loan growth between April and May, the fastest increase in 2 years. So check it out.
I mentioned the monthly credit union estimates. We also posted this morning an update to the monthly credit union estimates for the month of May. So now we have 2 full months of COVID crisis-related data. The trends that we reported last month for the month of April have generally been continuing through the month of May. We did see a couple of really important differences in the data during May that I just wanted to mention real quickly. First, credit union loan balances actually increased at a rate of 1% in May. That's a 12% annualized pace, of course, and the fastest monthly increase in nearly 2 years. Fixed-rate mortgages and PPP loans accounted for almost the entire increase in loan balances, although used automobile loans were up at a pretty decent pace as well. We do expect the recent spike in COVID cases to affect loan growth going forward to a certain extent, and so I'd be pretty surprised if that 1% monthly pace of loan increases was sustained into the future.
And in the second clip, Mike talks about a strong savings growth, obviously setting all-time highs. So check this one out.
On the flip side, we saw a pretty strong savings growth. It actually was, once again, stronger than loan growth. In May, overall savings balances increased by almost 3%, and the annualized increase translates into a 31% gain in the month of May. That, of course, comes on the heels of what we reported in April, a 4.7% gain, which broke all records. In any case, the 12% year-to-date and 15.3% 12-month increase in savings are all-time highs for the period in which we've collected monthly credit union estimates data. So it's over 30 years. Pretty big deal.
But there's a big however. With all the savings growth, the loan-to-share growth has once again declined. And Mike shares what's going on here.
Credit union members continue to keep their savings short and liquid, with regular shares and share drafts accounting for the lion's share of savings growth in the month. And, of course, with savings growth outpacing loan growth, the loan-to-share ratio once again declined, finishing the month of May at 76.9%. That's almost 8 percentage points lower than the start of the year.
In this last clip, Mike talks about capital to asset growth down as well.
And of course, fast asset growth and lowish earnings contribute to a decline in the capital to asset ratio. At the month of May, we're estimating capital to asset ratio is 10.5%. That's down about 80 basis points since the start of the year. All the details are on the website, www.cuna.org/economics.
Thanks for that information, Mike, and I look forward to your report next month. And everyone, if you need more news and more updates, go to cubroadcast.com. Thanks.